This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. McKinsey report estimates that one-third of American jobs will be replaced by robots. In a wake of wide support in a national referendum, the Parliament in Australia approves same-sex marriage without amendment. In an extremely close contest, African-American councilwoman Keisha Bottoms led in the race for Atlanta's mayor by 50.4% to 49.6% for white Republican candidate Mary Norwood. In 2009, Norwood also lost by around 700 votes to current mayor Kasem Reed. There will likely be a recount. African Americans have been mayors in Atlanta since 1973. Ending the tantrums of Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, the NFL owners approved a $200 million five-year contract for Commissioner Roger Goodell. Led by New York Senator Kristen Gillibrand, Democratic women in Congress have demanded that Minnesota's Senator Al Franken resign his seat. Quebec has passed a resolution requiring merchants to greet customers with bonjour and not bonjour hi in the ongoing language disputes in the city. Two public radio journalists with WNYC in New York and the editor of the Paris Review are the latest to be fired or to resign in the ongoing revelations of sexual harassment. Amazingly, the House easily passed a sweeping expansion of the right to carry concealed weapons virtually anywhere in the country, pairing the measure, which would require all states to recognize any other state's concealed carry permit, with a more modest bipartisan fix meant to incentivize better reporting of legal and mental health records to the national background check system. In 2000, 9 of the nation's 25 largest cities had black mayors. Today, just 4 do. Over the same span, the number of white mayors jumped to 18 from 14. The U.S. has begun applying travel restrictions against Cambodians accused of undermining democracy in the country after the main opposition party was dissolved and its leader arrested and detained for treason. Houston Congressman Al Green offered articles of impeachment for President Trump before the House. They were tabled by a vote of 364 to 58, with only Democrats voting not to table and 4 voting present. House leadership argued for tabling. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.